This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian emergency management official has told state TV that 16 people were on board a Boeing 707 cargo plane that crashed west of Tehran and that there's only one survivor. The plane was supposed to land at another airport. It was carrying a cargo of meat from Kyrgyzstan's capital, Tehran. Iran's Air Force said in a statement that the fate of the crew, including their possible martyrdom, is under investigation. President Donald Trump is warning Turkey it would face economic devastation if it strikes at Kurds when U.S. forces pull out of Syria. Meanwhile, as AP's Ben Thomas reports, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expressing confidence that the U.S. and Turkey can work out a way to protect U.S. allied Kurdish rebels in Syria after American troops withdraw.
Turkey's defense minister told troops stationed near the Syrian border that the government is determined to fight Kurdish militias it considers terrorists. But following a conversation with Turkey's foreign minister, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's optimistic that an agreement can be reached that allows the Turks to defend their country against what he calls legitimate terror threats, while leaving alone Kurds who fought alongside the U.S. against the Islamic State group and do not pose a threat to Turkey. However, Pompeo described such an agreement as a work in progress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron Sunday spelled out the questions underpinning his great national debate, a public consultation aiming to quell yellow vest anger after nearly 2 months of sometimes violent protest. Macron made his appeal in a letter to the French released on Sunday, following the ninth consecutive Saturday of nationwide yellow vest rallies, which saw an uptick in turnout. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is dismissing a news report suggesting he is beholden to Russia and President Vladimir Putin, or hiding accounts of his private talks with the Russian leader the 5 times they've met, including at their July summit in Helsinki. But Democrats are promising hearings looking into these. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says he wants to know if Trump is hiding something from his meeting with Putin in Helsinki. And he's not ruling out issuing a subpoena to the president's translator.
I would only consider it as a last resort, and I would hope we wouldn't have to consider it at all. But we'll have to see. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see what we're, you know, if we're being stonewalled.
The Washington Post reports Trump went to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Putin, even from his own administration. Trump told Fox News anybody could have listened to that meeting, but Engel says every time Trump meets with Putin, the country is told nothing. I'm Julie Walker.
One of President Trump's closest allies in the U.S. Senate is urging him to at least temporarily reopen the shuttered federal government and negotiate with Democrats on a border wall with Mexico. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham told Fox News Sunday he would still support a presidential emergency declaration after giving talks another chance.
It really does perplex me how you expect this to end when you tell the president of the United States you can't get it. You get $1 for a wall, when in the past Democrats have appropriated billions for the wall. What is he supposed to do, just give in? He's not going to give in.
Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel, who is chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says government workers are being held hostage by President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Forcing 400,000 federal employees to continue working without a paycheck is absolutely inhuman and cruel.
Declaring a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexican border would allow Mr. Trump to spend the $5 billion he wants for a wall without congressional approval, a move Democrats would immediately challenge in court. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo flew to Riyadh after meetings in the Qatari capital of Doha, following stops in Jordan, Iraq, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. This is during a week-long trip of the Middle East. Pompeo says it's an honor to participate in what is the second U.S. Qatar strategic dialogue.
Our strategic partnership spans many areas and continues to grow, as demonstrated by the sheer number of topics we will discuss here today amongst our two teams. Defense and security, counterterrorism, labor, trade and investment, energy, education, and culture are all on the agenda.
And during his trip, Pompeo urged the Gulf countries to end a political rift in which Doha has been boycotted by neighboring former allies for months. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.